It seems to be that when I get reflective about things that I tend to record a message, and today is no different, I'm guessing. I've been watching and listening to what's been going on in Christchurch and can only imagine what it's like to have to go through this for a second time, notwithstanding all of the aftershocks that have occurred in the meantime. Earthquake to me is probably one of those more terrifying things that you can't expect it to happen at any given time. They just happen without any notice. Floods, fire, storm, tempest, you tend to get a bit of notice, but earthquakes are a different matter. I'm looking at the damage that has happened with buildings, how the landform has changed, and just imagine the difficulties faced by people that have been through the previous earthquake in, I think it was September, October. There's an absolute delightful manner of reporting from the New Zealand television stations where there's no sensationalism that I've seen, and a wonderful view of New Zealand and her people in the way in which they're dealing with it. It's terribly sad that so many lives have been lost and that I'm sure that more will be found. But the resiliency of people who've gone through this, you can see that look in their faces of shock in its traditional sort of emotional sense of not being particularly sure on what's happening next, and I'm assuming the fear of ongoing aftershocks. The workforce that's there, the military, St. John Ambulance that you see in the images, the civilian workers, not to mention the teams from Australia. It's just been quite inspiring to watch, and also quite devastating to watch when you see things that are no longer there that once you'd cast your eye upon. My heart goes out to those that have seen this and been part of it, and I think to some of the ambulance colleagues that we've got to know over the years who work in that area, particularly in the communications centre, and to date we haven't heard from them, and are looking forward to find out that they're okay. But one of those things that it's certainly been a year to try us in this part of the world, and this is just another element that I'm glad that we don't generally have to face here in Queensland. I wish them all the best, and I hope that the recovery goes well.